The next item on the agenda is public comment. It's an opportunity for those involved to speak on matters that are not on the agenda. Come forward, sir.
Commissioner, do you have any objection to be just taking a quick break?
Absolutely not.
Thank you, sir.
Name's Fella Daniels, represent Old Point Packing, three commercial fishing fluking trawlers, and also packing house in North Carolina as well. We believe that North Carolina is going to increase their landing limits to beyond 10,000 pounds. It could be 15,000, could be 17,500. Currently, Virginia regulations state that you cannot have more than double the current limit, which is 10,000 pounds.
Right.
And we're just trying to work together with, and make it so that you can possess whatever North Carolina also states. Say if they, if it is goes to 15,000 pounds for North Carolina, you can have 250 boxes or 25,000 pounds, because the boats where they're fishing at currently are either directly off or north, and it doesn't make sense for them to go all the way down to North Carolina, drop their fish when they could have came here first, because North Carolina also doesn't have, you're not allowed to possess more than the state limit.
And quite honestly, based on what we've dealt with in North Carolina, it's a great possibility they won't be able to offload in North Carolina as well. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Mr. Travelstead or Mr. Grist or Mr. O'Reilly, who's going to handle this? All right, sir.
Joint effort today, sir.
Always is. Which position?
On our position, we support the industry's request. We are aware that a proclamation will be issued by the state of North Carolina late today, saying what their specific trip limit, vessel limit will be for the month of March, for the entire month. We're just waiting on that. We believe it probably will be 17,500 pounds for a trip limit. This is an issue where with our industry, if there is a vessel could land both, or at least possess both, they could land the Virginia fish first, which would be the freshest, and it is an issue of welfare for the industry. It does meet, in our opinion, the matter for emergency regulation under welfare.
Questions by members of the commission? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Joe, what would the specific poundage be? Would it be written so that it would be North Carolina plus?
That's a joint effort.
So would it be a fixed amount in addition to North Carolina?
The way the current regulation reads, they have a possession limit during our open season. Our open season starts next Monday, March 5th. They have a possession limit of 20,000, of which they can land 10,000 in Virginia, and then they could carry the other 10 to Carolina if they were open. What this would do is allow that possession limit to be much higher so they can still land their 10,000 here in Virginia first and then go on to Carolina and drop off 17,500, whatever it may be. Again, we're of the opinion, based on our conversations with North Carolina staff, it'll be 17,500 in Carolina. So that would make this a 27,500 limit. And I'll leave it to Mr. O'Reilly.
Yeah, let me remind the commission, when this first started, the doubling was exactly what took care of North Carolina and Virginia. And then over time, both states have modified their trip limits, their landing limits, so that it hasn't been a doubling. Both states haven't been accommodated. The language you see on page 2, which is under an emergency amendment, indicates that the new possession limit in Virginia would be the combined total of the Virginia landing limit, which will be 10,000 pounds, and the amount of the legal North Carolina landing or trip limit. So this would not only take care of a situation right now, but it also would be something that language it should go forward in the future. So if there are changes, they would be accommodated.
So I guess the answer to the question that I have not posed would be, if this were to come before the commission, would not be any change of the intent of what the initial regulation was designed to do to begin with. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's just been about probably about 4 years or so since that original intent started.
Well, what we've got is a situation where North Carolina is going to up their trip limit. Okay. And in Virginia, the regulation says you cannot have any more than double what the Virginia trip limit is, which is 20,000 pounds. With North Carolina upping their trip limit, what it would do would make it illegal for a boat to come into Virginia waters.
Gotcha.
And what I think I'm hearing staff indicate is this is something that needed to be done anyway as far as to change the law is concerned. It does not, this emergency does not in any way circumvent what the intent of the initial regulation was to begin with. And if we don't do this,
right,
it will be to the detriment of the honest waterman operating under established North Carolina law. Am I close to encapsulating that? Mr. Fox has a question.
Right now, the intent is double the Virginia limit, correct?
Yes, sir.
And which is intending to go to is the combination of the Virginia limit and the North Carolina limit. Could you also say the combination of the Virginia limit and the North Carolina limit, or double the Virginia limit, whichever is larger?
Probably it'd be better to keep it the way it's written, only because of the changes I indicated. The main thing is the Virginia limit will always be established and changed by the commission. The North Carolina limit, if it changes, then this will accommodate that automatically. And that was the intent about 4 years ago, I think, when there was just a doubling. It was coincidental at that time that both states had the exact amount of a landing limit. So the doubling is an artifact of where this started.
For the record, counsel for the commission says this is an acceptable utilization of the code for emergency regulation. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Mr.
Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I would offer a motion to approve the emergency regulations and also to hold a hearing at the next commission meeting to approve them as permanent.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second
by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries, Kathy. Thank you, Mr. Daniels.
Thank you.
Yep. Anyone else here who wish to be heard in the public comments section? Yes, sir.
My name is Chris Ludford, commercial fisherman. I want to thank you for your time. I know it's been a long day. I'm going to try to be brief. I guess my goal here is just to update you on something that you voted on last month. Not here to make excuses. I missed the meeting. I sure wish I hadn't. I've listened to the my specific topic I'm talking about is the tilefish vote. And if I could please ask you for a favor just to try to flash back to that. I'm a small businessman in Virginia Beach. I'm a commercial fisherman. Also run charter operations. I do training with the Navy, Norwegian. My background is both commercial fishing. I'm also a firefighter with the city of Virginia Beach. Anyway, I've been involved with fisheries management for a long time, bottlenose dolphin take reduction team, commercial hook and line task forces. This topic it was important enough to me and others that I came here today. The tilefish issue was this. There were some questions, especially by Mr. Fox and Mr. Tankard, that I felt like I could have answered better if I were here. I think staff did a great job with it. They tried to answer those questions. They involved the unanimous vote by the FinFish Committee to go with an option that would have left 300 pounds of blue line and sand, as well as the 500 of the golden. What I want to tell you is that the 500 pounds of golden incidental will never probably be seen by Virginia fishermen because it's going to be caught up by northern states. So to say that we actually went up from 300 to 800 in that discussion that y'all were having is probably inaccurate, because the northern states are ones working on this fishery. The blue lines also are something that's a different tactic that we use to catch them. What the blue line tile fishery means to us, we're traveling offshore for other species. The blue lines at 300 pounds let us catch enough to pay for our fuel, make the trip profitable. Basically, when we got reduced to 200 pounds, for being proactive and being conservation-minded, and I appreciate those goals, basically took $200 out of the trip. $2 a pound, sometimes $3 a pound. We basically got cut in a third. I'll never mess with golden tile. I'll never try to catch a golden tile. I shouldn't say never, but you know, we're finding new and creative ways to make a living. We're all under the gun. The pie is getting made up of many slices. To say you're in one fishery and not in another is almost impossible these days. They're all interrelated. If somebody gets pushed out of another fishery, they move into my fishery. It's just the way it is. Again, I know this, it's behind the times. I will say that I'm going to look into bringing this issue back before you. It's probably going to take 60 to 90 days. There is no management plan in Virginia for blue line tile. There was no federal mandate to go from 300 to 200. I think that by code we can entertain changing this again, even though you all changed it just 30 days ago. And I'm going to do everything I can to bring that before you and be a better steward of the people involved. real quickly, 10 fishermen in Virginia, this is going to affect, and that's just a conservative estimate. Another snapshot, just to let you know, there's probably 7 boats out of Ocean City, Maryland, that are running into Virginia waters. They're running last 2 summers. Every restaurant in Ocean City had specials on wreck fish or grouper and tilefish that came out of Virginia waters. The 2 people that are suffering here are recreational fishermen in Virginia who are seeing their fishery being caught by boats from Maryland and Delaware, and also Virginia commercial fishermen that are not being able to take advantage of the resource in their own state waters. But Maryland is allowed to because they can go in with 1,000 pounds. I asked my crew. I didn't want to do it. We didn't end up doing it because I didn't think it was the right thing to do, but we could have kept fishing above and beyond 300 pounds when it was 300 and gone into Ocean City, spent the night and offloaded the fish, and then come back to Virginia the next day. We didn't want to do that. Again, I appreciate your time. I just wanted to give you that update before time got by and it was forgotten. Again, I appreciate and work hand-in-hand with the recreational fishermen on this. I served as a substitute that night at the Fin Fish Committee. Why I wasn't here to help answer those questions, I have no excuse. But thank you for your time, and I look forward to seeing you again on this subject in the next 60 to 90 days.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a follow-up question on this matter for staff, and that is I was under the impression that Maryland had taken some steps to put regulations in place that mirrored Virginia's, but are those not consistent on the commercial side, if you know?
I do know they did go down the path of looking at regulations and somewhat to go match up with Virginia, but I do not think they ever did get to that point, finalizing and matching with Virginia.
Okay, because if this is an issue in terms of how it's affecting the resource in Virginia, then I think the commission could follow up with the counterparts in Maryland. But certainly, now the state of North Carolina has developed an experimental fishery that's of a very significant scale in North Carolina for blue-line tiles. Theoretically, that fishery is delimited by the state boundary, but fishermen operating perhaps outside of that experimental permit could fish in the Norfolk Canyon, land the fish in North Carolina, and I think that may be contributing some to their landings. And I'm told that the performance of that fishery right now is not what it was 4 or 5 years ago. And perhaps no surprise. That's exactly why Virginia considered putting those measures in place when we did, but it sounds like some follow-up may be in order with Maryland and North Carolina.
The fishery to the south under the South Atlantic Management Council is under an extreme amount of regulation at this point due to overfishing. The Maryland issue is one we're aware of. We addressed it a few years ago, and we've continued to address it with our counterparts in Maryland. It is an issue we can bring up again with them. If we can always have this back in front of FMAC later in this year also.
Thank you.
Just put a dollar value on it real quick. Before we went to the 300 pounds, there were 2 boats regularly packing out in Virginia Beach to my buyer at about 1,000 pounds a trip, depending on weather, if they were doing overnight. That's $2,000. The buyer lost that money. The restaurants in Virginia lost that money. The businessman who's a Virginia resident lost that money. And now we're down to 200. We went to 3, and he really took a hit on that. I would entertain just going back to 3. I still don't think that makes it a directed fishery. I don't think that's anything on the scale. I would love to have an experimental. We need something else in Virginia. I don't want to get into that, but I applaud North Carolina for the experimental blue line tile fishery. I wish we could do it here in Virginia. I know that's probably not on the cards, but at the very least, I could get that slice of the pie back. Get that slice of the pie back to help us offset some expenses. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good day. Appreciate it. Anyone else wish to be heard in public comments?